The nonprofit trade association CompTIA is buying one of its public sector competitors. It is merging with Tech America to boost its own public sector organization. That announcement today coming right after Friday's announcement that Tech America settled a multi-million dollar lawsuit with the Information Technology Industry Council. Elizabeth Hymans, Executive Vice President of Public Policy at CompTIA. Elizabeth, congratulations on this transaction. What does this merger mean for you and your new colleagues at Tech America?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me on this afternoon, and we're really thrilled about the developments. What we think this offers is a number of things. Number one, it's a great platform that unifies the information and communications technology industry. CompTIA will be working hand in glove with the folks that have been at Tech America. We're going to rebrand a little bit, and it will be the Tech America, the policy division of CompTIA. And we'll be able now to provide public sector services, state reach, international reach, and continuing with a lot of federal commercial policy efforts that we had underway prior to today.
Whenever somebody acquires somebody else, the somebody else has something that those that the somebody likes. What does Tech America have that you like at CompTIA, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, we looked at this and we saw really two very complementary organizations, right? On the one hand, you had CompTIA, where we're very focused on education and workforce training and certifications, the federal commercial advocacy that I spoke of, and also philanthropy. And we looked at Tech America and we saw them as a leader in the work that they do for large enterprise companies, in the public sector space, the work that they're doing overseas in the EU, I think, is impressive, and the reach down into the states. And so we saw that these pieces really fit very nicely and with very little overlap to what CompTIA was doing and offering.
Any impact on the wrap-up of the lawsuit? I mean, this is certainly not something that it develops over a weekend, so I imagine that the conclusion of that was important to the announcement of this transaction.
Actually, they were unrelated. They just by coincidence, the timing was such, but we had really nothing to do with that. We certainly look forward now to a fresh start and to doing the job of rolling up our sleeves and really representing all of the IT industry in the best way that we can.
You've talked about some of the policy initiatives that you want to undertake. Do you have legs on any of those yet, or are we still in kind of a feeling our way through it process to get a sense of where you expect the Tech America part of CompTIA to make an impact in Washington?
Well, I mean, today is day one, right? But we know for certain that Tech America has been very active through its vision conferences and working with CIOs in the public sector to make sure that the federal government is as well equipped and able with technology as we should expect and need. So all of those efforts are going to continue forward unchanged as we go forward with this merger. You know, we look at public policy issues. We look at it in a few different ways. So we're very focused on, you know, what it means for tech entrepreneur issues, tax and regulatory. We look at what it means for a good, solid IT workforce. That's very much a big commitment of ours. The public sector piece, as I said, we expect it to be as robust and strong as Tech America has been doing leading up to today. And we also expect that as all of these different pieces come together, we'll even be able to, you know, grow it and be more robust going forward.
You mentioned some of the educational efforts that you undertake, and my colleague Jason Miller reports on federalnewsradio.com today. CompTIA has been more known for their education to help members grow, workforce certification, small and medium-sized business advocacy. The association's also been a bigger player in the telecommunications world, recently started paying closer attention to cybersecurity with the hire of Randy Parker, former director and general counsel at Tech America. So you had a relationship here, not just with Randy, but with an awareness of the organization and looking for a complementary fit, it sounds like, rather than a we do that also fit.
Well, exactly. And our CEO, Todd Thibodeau, had been talking with Tech America for quite some time. You know, so we weren't strangers to the organization. We saw from from our experience and conversations that there were very good complementary pieces. You're correct. We're excited about the work that we've been doing in workforce development. CompTIA is the leading global provider of vendor-neutral IT workforce certifications, and we work a lot with government, actually, to make sure that they have a good and professional workforce, and that's something that we want to continue to do in strength and to grow.
To somebody here in Washington who's familiar with Tech America, either in the executive branch or in the lobbying community or anybody associated with the business of the federal government, who's well aware of Tech America but might not know you, what would you like them to know about how you are going to work through Tech America to offer them something that maybe they don't get now or get from somebody else or whatever?
Well, I think I mentioned it earlier on, speaking of me and speaking of our platform, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're able to really bring to bear the traditional IT channel that we've been working with all the way up to the large enterprise. I mean, it's a really strong and powerful voice now by bringing all the members together. So I think that in itself creates a sort of alchemy that I think members will appreciate going forward. In terms of public sector, you know, as I said, I think that by bringing together some of the work that we've been doing with workforce and professionalization in the government sector and the incredible work that Mike Hattinger and the team here have been doing across the board, I just see it as a very powerful opportunity and something to build on.
So you mentioned Mike's name, and that brings me to my final question, Elizabeth. The team at Tech America stays in place? Anything,
yes, sir.
Any changes happening there that we should know of?
We are bringing on pretty much all of the policy team. So I am thrilled to be working with them. I think they are a very accomplished crew. And I think going forward with the stability and breadth that CompTIA brings, sky's the limit for the team.
Elizabeth, thanks again for this conversation, and congratulations on the transaction. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Take care.